Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
I was born with the wrong sign in the wrong house with the wrong ascendancy. I took the wrong road that led to the wrong tendencies. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time for the wrong reason. Led the wrong life on the wrong day at the wrong week. I used the wrong method with the wrong technique.
Gio. How's this song?
Depeche Mode. What's wrong with it?
Wrong. Besides the fact that it sucks hot garbage.
That's objective.
But sure. I wish I was in my car so I could turn the radio off.
But sure. It'd have been off if you hadn't asked me what it was. I was only gonna play 10 seconds of it.
Don't ever do that again.
Fine. Let me ask a question. You ever get the impression that you're married to an idiot?
No, I can't. I do.
You know, so in other words, you never have a situation where you tell someone not to do something, you get into multiple arguments based on their repeated actions that you have asked them to halt, and they still persist in doing them, even though, Gio, even though you just almost had a breakup fight based upon a certain set of actions. And they say, okay, I'm not going to do it again, which is false because you have a copy of a text that you saved with them saying they would never do it again, and then they do it again tonight. Do you ever get the impression that you are married to an idiot?
Uh-oh. He's on his little rant thing again.
I love how you always like to take your marital problems onto the radio. That's always the best place to.
It's not a problem. If I ask you not to text me while I'm at work with nonsense.
Here we go again.
If I ask you not to text me at work with nonsense.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just having a talk amongst friends. If I ask you.
We should be having a talk amongst the audience.
If I'm sure they can hear. If I ask you.
Who are we asking again?
I'm saying if I politely say, if you have anything that you need to discuss of a serious nature, and by serious I mean BS, because every time it's serious, it's BS. If I ask you, at the very least, just allow me 3 hours to work, and then I will address any concerns you might have, but please don't interrupt me while I'm trying to entertain people on the air, and I will talk to you then, because I never interrupt her at work with anything.
Her.
Because
it's her.
I thought this was a general statement for the audience.
It is a general statement.
It sounds to me like you're taking a personal conversation and relaying it on the radio.
It is a general statement to a hard-headed MF-er that is too old to be using the term AF. If you're texting me, no one can see it. Just say what the words are.
Who?
Okay. No, nobody.
Old? Too old?
This is what I'm going to say. This is what I want to say. Because I'm going to go off on a tangent that I probably should not go off on.
I believe, real quick, I believe that's already happened.
Yeah.
I think we're knee-deep in it as we speak.
Stop being an idiot.
Me?
Stop acting like an
talking
idiot.
About? Who are you talking to? Is this a general statement for the audience that listens to 102.5 The Bone?
I don't know who it's to, Gio. If I ask you not to text me crap while I'm at work, don't text me crap while I'm at work.
Look at how he like.
F. Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me?
No. No, I'm not.
Idiot.
Me? What the hell are you looking at me for?
I'm sweating.
It's just unbelievable. It gets to a point where it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What's unbelievable?
Idiots that don't know when to not text somebody. Jesus Christ. Anyway, it's Depeche Mode. Wrong. It's the name of the song. It is a good song.
You do know we're back on the radio, right?
I don't. Because apparently I have someone that loves me so much that they would not text me crap while I'm on the air. So if I just got texted crap,
right,
then that must mean, Gio, that I'm not on the air because that person loves me so much that she wouldn't do something repeatedly that I've asked her over the course of years not to do.
Well, let me be the first to inform you that you are on the radio right now, and this is the BDRS on 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Logan, you're on the BDRS.
Hey, how's it going, y'all? Big fan of the show. I listen every day.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Logan. Yes.
Yes, sir. Why not just, do you have an iPhone?
Yes.
Why not go to her contact and put her on Do Not Disturb?
Because
that way you won't get any notifications.
Logan, it's not the point.
Logan, as Mo said, this is a general statement. It's not
yes,
about
this is a general statement.
Anybody specific whatsoever. It's not directed towards anybody either.
Right? It's the point of having respect enough to say it's an ongoing thing. And I've asked repeatedly, and I have been promised repeatedly that these actions would cease, and they don't. And I'm at my wit's end. And I was literally at a point where I was ready to say I'm out of this marriage because of an argument that carried on from the initial texting of me while I was at work. So you would think if you come back from that 4 friggin' days later, you would not repeat the same action.
Yeah, especially knowing that, you know, a fairly minor issue that she's refusing to, you know, address or correct, you know, it blooms into a big argument. And, you know, I feel like that's enough reason to, you know, respect any request that you have.
But apparently it's not. Apparently it's not. Thank you, Logan. I should have married you.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
I got to tell you, we didn't prep this, did we?
I don't know what to do.
You gonna be all right?
I don't know.
Calm down, pal.
Is this the theme from The Incredible Hulk?
What?
Why would you play the theme from The Incredible Hulk?
Lonely man.
Just,
what happened?
I got text BS while I was at work.
Because not only myself, but also the audience was not privy to the conversation you've now brought to the airwaves.
Well, I'm not going to get into the subject matter of the
text. You're not going to get into it? Wow.
I'm not going to get into the subject matter of the text because I will tell you why. It's immaterial. It happens all the time, and it doesn't matter what it is. It's always nonsense. It always leads to nothing. But I have, for whatever reason, someone with the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old. A 5-year-old. I am dealing with someone with the emotional maturity of a 5-year-old.
Well, that's unfortunate, my friend.
It's not. It's one thing. One thing. I'm here 3 hours.
Are you crying?
I'm not crying.
Oh.
I'm not crying. I'm not sad. I'm infuriated. I'm here 3 friggin' hours. Text me when I'm in the car. Text me. Wait till I get home. If you have something that you want to address, wait until I get home. I need 3 hours where I don't have
don't
to hear.
Okay, don't look at me while you do that because you're making me nervous.
Where so I angry. Don't have to hear.
Yeah, look at Gio.
Your constant bitching in my ear about nonsense. Give me a respite for 3 friggin' hours. 3 friggin' hours while I try and make a little bit of money to help you with all of our bills.
It is a little bit of money.
It is a little bit.
So to point that out, it's not much.
It's a lot a little bit. Oh, my God. I have never met someone in my life with the incapacity to not be the architect of their own demise. Dude, let me tell you, I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay.
Joe, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hey, Mo, I don't think you're going to have to worry about getting any more texts.
Why is that?
Because you probably got to worry about your clothes being out on the front yard.
At this point, Joe, that would be a blessing. Do you want to know how many times?
No, yes, you don't want to say that.
Joe, I just said it because I'm fed up. I'm fed up because it's not like I'm asking someone to change their molecular DNA. I'm saying from the hours of 7 to 10, don't text me bull. Mm. That's simple.
Mo.
If she cannot do that, Joe.
Take a deep breath, brother. Take a deep breath.
No, keep going. It's great. Let it all out. This is a healing.
You're not in the operating room.
All right.
You're on the radio.
All right. You're right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right,
Joe. You're a good man.
Sometimes.
Have a good night.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Right, I appreciate it.
Listen. Don't listen to Joe. Here, let me help. I got something.
What do you
Come
got?
Come on now. Hey, Come with it. Come on.
You are such a dick.
Everybody Come on, sucks. Man. You don't really know why, but you want to justify if someone's head off. No human contact. Come on, come with
I'm good. I think I did. Stay away, motherfucker. Oh!
It's just one of those days. It's all
about the heat. Tell me how you really feel, man.
I'm good. Just one of those things.
Yeah, it is.
People push and push and push and push and push. I work in front of a microphone. You would think someone would get it through their head that they probably shouldn't push and push and push and push because at some point it's going to friggin' spill over.
Who are you talking about?
Nobody. Michael, go ahead. You're on the BDRS.
Hi. I just would like to say I listen to the show all the time.
How old are you, Michael?
I'm 13.
All right.
And one thing I would just like to say is, Mo, you are angry AF.
Oh. Thank you, Michael. At least you're young enough to use that ridiculous term.
Hey, Michael, don't ever get married. Whatever you do, stay single.
Oh, there don't listen to them, Michael.
Where is that from? Because you just reminded me. There's some line in a movie where the guy says that. Oh, it's Prince's father in Purple Rain.
No, I'm too old for that. Too young for that. Well,
after the cops have been called and Prince comes in and he's about to beat him up and Clarence Williams III is up against the wall and he's smoking a cigarette and it's real dimly lit and he asks Prince, he goes, "You have a girlfriend?" And Prince goes, "Yeah." And he takes a puff of his cigarette and exhales and says, "Don't ever get married."
Well, this is what, your fourth?
Who's counting?
Third,
we are.
It's not about the numbers.
It's amazing that they all haven't worked out.
Maybe.
Is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you're the problem.
Okay, hold on. Okay, Jerrica, okay. You're a girl most of the time. I want to ask you, and I want you to be 100%. If your boy.
Come on, man. Come with it.
If all your boyfriend asked you, if the one thing he was very specific about and pointed out to you that it was going to break you guys up if the actions persisted, and all it was to not text you him during 3 certain hours when he is busy at work trying to do a job, would you have a problem enacting that?
Well, no.
Would you if you had 17 to 50 times where you did it and then it led to arguments and he was like, "You said you would not do this again," and then the final time was 4 days ago that almost led to a walkout. Would you then 4 days later do that same action?
I mean, no.
Because that would make you a what? An itty what? An itty what? It would make you an idiot. It would make you an idiot. An
itty bitty person was my guess.
Well, that too. We'll be back.
Wow.
It's BDRS.
Now back to the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics save money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, critics, you can kiss my whole ass. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press.
All right, we're back.
Yeah, I like this song.
Yeah.
You're damn right. Get yourself. It's you.
It has no correlation to my life.
No?
I got 99 problems and a bitch is all but one. That's right, I said it. On 102.5, I said it.
Wow.
Hit me. 99 pounds for the bitch ain't one.
I don't know why you dragged me into your BS.
I didn't drag you into anything. You made that tweet all yourself.
You know what you need to do now?
What?
I got an idea.
All right. Fine.
It's time for you to apologize.
What song is this?
It's Apologize.
No. I'm good.
Come on, man. Without your name, man, you're going
to cut me down. Here it goes. The way you
tell me that you're sorry, didn't think. Not going to do it.
Come on, man. Make good on it. And say that it's too late to
apologize. I'm good.
Apologize, Mo.
No.
You were wrong.
No, I was not.
Like you often are, and I never cease to point out.
You do love to point out when you think I'm wrong.
You chose poorly.
I don't know about that. I really don't know.
Listen.
I mean, I do know. I didn't. Depends on what you mean by chose poorly.
I mean, you can stay in my guest room, but only for like a night. Like I can, you know.
That's really nice of you, Gio.
A night is all we can
listen.
We can tolerate.
I've slept in my car before. Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
In a Jeep?
Yeah, I have. I haven't slept in that Jeep, but I've slept in a Jeep. Yeah, sure. When I first moved back down from Columbus, and I was in between, in between houses. But yeah, I had to. I was homeless for a minute.
Sure, all right.
I can do it. I'm not afraid of it. Better to be homeless than unhappy, right?
This man's got no fear, Jerrica.
Clearly.
I'm just saying, if you can't be happy in a home, why call it a home? Just pointing that. I'm gonna point that out. Not saying that's my situation. I'm saying if you cannot be happy in a home, is it really a home? It's a tomb.
A tomb.
You know, this song really sucks.
Let's, when we leave here tonight, let's you, me, Jerrica, I got $100. We'll cash that hundo.
Uh-huh.
Take it up to the Penthouse Club. Grab some ass. Come on, man. Then after that, we'll make our way to the Pink Pony and really get things going.
All right, I'm in.
You in?
I'm in. I got a 20 spot.
You got a 20 spot?
I got a. Well, who's on the 20? I got an Andrew Jackson.
Jerrica, you in?
I mean, listen, I'm all about supporting my family, so I got your back.
All right,
I'm in.
You gonna get a lapper?
That's maybe. I'm not the one that needs that.
Oh. I don't need a lapper.
Listen.
I'm good.
Okay.
It's not about sex.
I'm going to buy you both a lapper.
I mean, I don't need it. I'm okay.
All right. I mean, in my experience, I've learned that's the best way to get over things.
But right, I'm not trying to get over anything.
Right to the strip club. That's the beauty of living in Tampa Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what, those girls do listen to you.
You're damn right.
A strip will tell you everything you want to hear.
Guess what? And she ain't going to blow up your cell phone
no,
afterwards.
Oh, no. You tell her not to call or text. She ain't going to call or text.
I mean, it might cost you a 10 spot, but hey.
Listen, it's worth it. It's worth it.
That's the cost of doing business.
I'll peel off of who the hell's on the 10. I need to make more money so I know who the presidents are.
Listen, you didn't make more money, so you don't have to sleep in your truck.
That's pretty much it. Like I said, I'm not afraid to sleep in a car.
All right, well.
Okay, don't keep saying that.
I'm just, I'll let you know. That's the one thing about me in a relationship. I'll let you know.
I keeps it real.
I don't know if I keep it real, but I told her I'll burn this relationship down to the ground before I let you destroy it. Text by stupid text over the course of months. Oh, I'll burn it to the friggin' ground.
He's not done.
I was until Gio played that.
What did I do? I'm trying to smooth things over here, man.
Now you're being a dick. Now I'll be a dick. Now I'm pissed again.
How am I being a dick? I'm not being a dick. I'm trying to help you, man.
I'm beyond help.
I was going to take us all to a strip club on my dime.
Yeah, but see, we got to treat it like it's his birthday or something. All the attention's got to be on him.
I don't want any attention. That was the whole point. I didn't want it. I wanted to be left alone. That's all I wanted.
Aww.
Just for 3 hours.
Hey, the stripper never leave you alone.
No, they will. You stop pulling out money.
Well, yeah, but, you know, we
leave you alone quick.
We ain't there yet.
Who sings this dumb song?
One Republic.
Oh, all right.
Listen.
It's a beautiful song.
Is it really? You're saying it's too late to apologize. It's really not a happy song.
I mean, but it's still beautiful. It could be a beautiful, sad song.
It's all right.
There's one thing I've learned in my life.
What's that, Gio?
Lappers can solve everything.
Listen, again.
Is that where you go when you have trouble?
You're damn right.
I thought you didn't have trouble. I thought, as you said during the break, that's why I keep my pimp hand strong.
Well, that's why you
forget about that.
That's why you are often described as insensitive prick.
Right.
Where I am not.
Nobody'll ever say that about you, Gio.
I'm a kind soul.
Yes, you are.
A gentleman.
Yes, you are.
A lover. You? Not so much.
It's an insensitive prick. All day, every day.
You're derailing the show again. Now we got to go to break.
I know we do. All right, we'll be back.
Apologize, man.
I'm out there. I almost had to dump myself.
Apologize.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm sorry you can't listen to simple instructions.
Oh, man.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.